that game had quite a few chapters to it. I guess, what do you make of that?
So what do I leave the rink with today? Coming to it, it's not going to be easy, and it wasn't smooth, wasn't pretty. But the compete was there, and the bench was great. Like, they stayed in the fight and kind of really supported each other, because it wasn't easy for them. We were dragging out there for sure. We didn't have a lot of pop, and they played hard. And this group has played hard. Maybe not perfect, but hard.
How big is Matthew Perreault's goal there after that penalty?
For sure, right? Like, you get out of the first, and you're kind of, they had the first part of it, which you thought might happen, and you were good in the second, and then you get into penalty trouble, and for as good as we've been, we couldn't get it closed out on that, and you're in trouble. But that would be, in the first 24 games we've played, we've had that happen where we were down and just stayed in the fight long enough to give yourself a chance to win.
Maybe just an update on Josh and Nathan, if you have one.
Yeah, Josh should be fine. Nathan, we'll see. He's going to have to get some tests done. And Lauren was just cramps. Came in. Came back out with 2 minutes left to go. Was ready to go back in. It's difficult to do at that point in the game.
Is there any scenario where you would consider going back to a guy in that situation?
Putting him back in?
Yeah.
Not on... No, because the guy feels good, but he came out basically on an injury. He's cramping up, so you... I guess if Connor had gone in and wasn't right, or the lead had shifted, had we had a big lead and it shifted, because he was just... That's a tough place that I put Connor in. But Connor looked like he was having fun in the net and looked sharp and ready, so I don't want to risk it. I feel bad for him. I feel, because LB made the huge save that he made before Nicky Ehlers' goal, and he had to work really hard to be good tonight, and he did. And I wish there was some way he could get the win out of it.
What can you say about the way that your defense held up, your four guys that's finished the game?
Yeah, they've got miles on them too, because we just came off. You go into Tampa, and your defense has to play at its top end, and then those Nashville, Dallas are heavy games, right? There's a cost to each one. But I think what you saw is the way they've been playing, and they're just competing on everything, trying to block shots, trying to get up in the play when they can, finish checks, close people out. Those guys were great. Lowry's line, the Wheeler line was dynamic, for a group of guys that, those wingers aren't big, but guys, they're at the end of a trip. They competed hard and fast and were sharp too. So we had a lot of really good performances in that, even though as a group maybe, as a group we were great, because a big part of this is just heart, and they were full marks for that.
What's going through your mind when you see that puck get turned over by the goalie so late in the game in a tie game?
Glad it was theirs. Really glad it was theirs.
Just a thought. Go ahead. I'll ask something hockey away after.
In terms of those big performances you were talking about, it really seemed that there were a couple of shifts where Blake Wheeler tried to take things right over.
Right.
Did you see that? Was that just, am I imagining that? Was this a special thing for him today?
He is such a powerful man, right? And he's an incredibly fit guy. So he can weather our schedule a little better than other guys. I thought it happened in Dallas too, right? Where he was trying to drive the game because he knew we weren't right at where we needed to be. But I would say tonight he had his wingers with him, right? That might have been it. Those guys. I didn't think necessarily that was the truth. He was kind of alone in Dallas. In some of those, he had a shift in the second and one in the third where he was just, I think he hit three guys and was the first guy back in our end of the ice. But he has a great sense on the bench when the team's looking for a boost.
Yeah. Just going back to Lauren there. It looked like there was a bit of, I don't know if there's an exchange on the bench, but whatever. He probably wants to go back in. Is there anything you would say to him after the fact?
I'm sorry. Said I'm sorry that it worked out the way they did, but I'm making that call all day long. I'm based on the circumstances, the time of the game, Connor going in looking sharp, I'm not putting the goalie back in with 2 minutes left to go in that game.
Big win for the hockey club, football game tomorrow, obviously, for the city. I know you might talk a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Really?
I'm not. Just let it go.
Just leave it?
This is... I do it Monday? I got certain things in this pocket. I got certain things in this pocket, and I can't talk about the other thing that's happening tomorrow. I'm doing this for the city is what I'm doing right now.
Perfect.
Thank you. So we're all good? Okay.